Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what makes us always feel better, no matter what time of day or what day it is talking to one of our favorites, and that is none other than Chris Rose, John Boy Media, NFL Network, the Chris Rose Rotation Podcast. All over the place is Chris, and right here and right now, here he is with us. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Guys, what's up?
A lot. You know what we're playing with today? What's the right way? What is the respectful way to move on from a favorite? I'm sure you're well aware of the way that Casey Schmidt has landed here in San Francisco. Meanwhile, Brandon Crawford at age 36 is hitting a buck 70. And so the transition is underway. This is a familiar story in sports, but what's the right way to do something like that if you are the organization?
Well, you have a grown-up conversation with him. I mean, isn't that what you do? If that's indeed what you want to, if that's the direction you want to go and you feel like this team has a chance to contend for a wild card, which they might, then you owe it to the organization. You owe it to the fan base. And Brandon Crawford's done a lot of great things there. He's won a couple of rings. He's provided a lot of excitement. And the Giants have paid him handsomely. One thing that kind of got the Giants into a little bit of the mini slide that they've been in the last few years as far as, I mean, I'm taking the 107-win season a little bit out of the equation, because that, I really felt like that was the year that, like, everything came together. But for the most part, over the last, five-ish years, they haven't truly been a great contender except for the one great season, right? I think we could all agree on that?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So part of the reason they got to that spot was they were doing something that they do probably as well as anybody, thanking the guys who got them there. Whether that means with contract extensions or not saying, hey, it's time to move on. And that's a dangerous way to live. I mean, this is a tough business. But at the end of the day, is this team going to be better with Casey Schmidt there or with Brandon Crawford there?
I think the answer is Casey Schmidt, Chris. And that's, okay, I think, the reality that the Giants are now facing. And you think about a youth movement, is it as important for the Giants to bring up some young players to show the fans, hey, we're turning the page? Is it that important as it relates to winning, or is it more important to play the young players?
More important to figure out who the heck can help you win games, period. I don't care whether you're 36 or 23. Whoever gives you the best shot at winning now and next year and the year after that, I mean, the nice thing is that baseball is guaranteed money, right? This is Brandon Crawford. It's like the when we say goodbye to you on the game show. This is yours to keep, no matter what decision you make. You know, like, he doesn't have to give anything back right now. So now the problem comes if he's like, no, screw that. I can still play. I'm still an everyday shortstop, which, who knows, maybe he's feeling that way. Maybe it's important for him to just be a part of this organization and say, hey, I understand, like, I'm not getting it done right now, and I see what this kid can be, and I want to say thank you to you guys and what the Giants have done for me, and hopefully what I've done for you by saying, yes, this is the way to go. Not everybody can do that. I'm not saying that he does. And I'm not necessarily saying it's a mistake if he doesn't do that. You know, he's been a great player for a long time because he has been a certain way. And so it's difficult, but it starts with a big person conversation that unfortunately some people don't like to have.
Chris Rose with us on Willard and Dibbs. And Chris, I think, you know, you mentioned the obvious that in sports, right, you go with the people who get you the most wins. I've said that one of the reasons, even though the Giants fans aren't expecting a World Series this year, one of the reasons, there are many, but one of them, why it's so urgent that the Giants put together something that looks like a good plan this year is because of the Ohtani sweepstakes and their clear plan to try to be a part of that. You're around the game. It got quiet, and I get why. It's May. Where do you think this is going? What are you hearing about the entire Ohtani situation?
I mean, it has been quiet, and this is just a guess. But I think that part of the reason that this is going to be tough for a team like San Francisco is their inability to get Aaron Judge out there to get or to pass on Carlos Correa because of the ankle stuff. And I understand all that. Like, it's not the Giants' fault that Aaron Judge went back to New York. That's not what I'm saying. And I understand the Giants passing on Correa because of the ankle. Okay, I get all that. That's a long commitment for somebody if you don't feel like 5 years from now it's going to be perfect. But Shohei Ohtani's next contract, he's obviously going to want a figure that starts with a 5, I would think. And then the other part of the equation is, he's going to want an organization that has a lot of stability and that likely has another star. That's my guess. And as good as San Francisco's been, who's that other star right now?
Yeah, no, there isn't one.
There isn't one.
And it's actually been the one thing that they haven't been able to do. Now, some people say, well, listen, they've made offers to guys and they just haven't taken it. And I get all that. All right. Well, at some point, though, if Shohei Ohtani wants to play in an organization with another star, and I don't know that for a fact, I just have a feeling that's the way it's going to go, then it might not be the right place for him.
And if it's not, can the Giants continue to do the Farhan thing, backfill the roster with, you know, dumpster diving and thrift store finds, and can they attract enough middling stars to be competitive in a division with the Dodgers and Padres?
The real challenge, right? I mean, the Dodgers, I know people aren't going to like hear me say this, and I'm not a Dodger fan. I just live in Los Angeles. Like, they're the perfect organization, right? From the standpoint of they develop talent, they keep their talent, and when they don't keep their talent, they'll go get people, for the most part, that can help them fill the gaps. You know, I know in consecutive years they've let Corey Seager and Trey Turner go. That's a lot, and not a lot of organizations can handle that. But the way that they develop guys, it's really been interesting, right, how they've been able to get all this done. And the Padres are just spending gobs of money, and on the other hand, that hasn't worked out great yet this year. So it's a real challenge. Like, I feel for Giants fans a little bit. I really do. Because it's a great place to go see a game. It's one of my favorite. And when they were rocking and rolling and I was covering those World Series in 10, 12, and 14, it was a blast. And they did a great job of drafting and developing and then filling in the gaps as well. Even without finding a superstar that they would sign to a free agent deal. There weren't a lot of those guys, right? They would, if I remember correctly, they traded for Hunter Pence in 12. They brought in Jake Peavy kind of more on the back end of it than anything else. Tim Hudson, right? Some guys who had a lot of success, but they weren't the A-listers at that time, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the challenge.
No question.
Challenge. I mean, Mitch Haniger's hitting 200 or whatever. That ain't fun when, like, that's your dude and that's what he's hitting for you.
Yeah, that's been a slow start there for sure. Chris Rose is with us on Weather and Dibs. The other thing we've been talking a lot about today and will be for the next few months, the uniqueness of the 49ers quarterback situation. Chris, we were trying to think of this. In your mind, has there ever been a comp in any way, shape, or form of a player drafted top five overall and potentially, essentially, never even got a shot to show what he can do?
It's bizarre. It really is bizarre. Because particularly in today's world, right, we're so quick to rush guys in there whether they're ready or not. I mean, Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years before they finally got rid of Brett Favre. Phillip Rivers sat for 2 years before they moved on from Drew Brees. So those are two examples of, you know, first-round picks that had to really sit and bide their time. And here we are. I mean, I don't know what Trey Lance is. Somebody said, how good do you think Trey Lance? Nobody knows. The guy hasn't taken consistent snaps in 4 years. So who the heck knows what he is? Like, are the Niners really running a risk if they end up dealing him somewhere? And people will say, wow, how could you trade a top three pick? Well, I mean, do you feel comfortable turning the team over to him? There's no way you would. Not one person who watched Brock Purdy play last year, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, definitely Trey Lance is the dude you go in with if everything is equal. There's not one, and that's amazing. So there is no example. There's no blueprint for this. I think it's just flat-out bizarre. And to me, the most incredible part of this is the fact that the Niners are this great after having lost three first-round picks and getting nothing out of the player at this point.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Rarely is there a Super Bowl favorite, and they are one of them. And we don't even know who their quarterback is.
It's unreal.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app.
Chris, how do you read the Sam Darnold edition then? Is it, Trey, you're not even good enough to be QB2, or is it QB insurance for a team having just come off a loss, losing four quarterbacks in the previous year?
Yeah, man, listen, I understand the excitement about Sam Darnold, right? And everybody's saying, oh, he looks great. And this, I've watched Sam Darnold play a considerable amount of football since he got into the NFL. And very little of it wows me. Now, he's joining far and away the best coaching staff that he's been a part of. Far and away. So, maybe that ends up working out and getting something done here for him. I'm hopeful of it for his sake because he seems like a really good kid that maybe he just needs another change of scenery. But, like, I think we just need to slow down a little bit on the Sam Darnold train. A little bit.
Too late. I already got my Sam Darnold jersey.
Okay. Well, that's good. listen, he might end up being it. And as much as I love the NFL and cover it, you know, shorts and shoulder pads, or not even shoulder pads. It's not, you know, it's a little different. It's a little different than what we see in September.
Yeah.
So you're going to see 32 mini camps, and everybody's going to be like, oh my God, does this guy look great? Boy, does he look unbelievable. I hope so. It's May.
Oh, happy.
Feeling great right now.
Yeah.
And nobody's going full speed.
Happens every year.
He looks great.
Yeah. Have you ever had a fantasy team that didn't have some player on it that somebody told you looked amazing in camp and then couldn't even get on the field?
He is in fantastic shape. He looks so ready.
Exactly.
I got the Niners at 17-0 this year, Chris. I don't know about you.
Hey, listen. I'll take 16-1 as long as that one loss is to Cleveland. I really enjoy watching the Niners. Like, they're, when I'm not watching, you know, I watch obviously every game because I love it, and it's also my job on Sunday. But I really like watching the way the Niners play football. I just think they're just animals. They are animals, and I really like to see them. It sucked last year when Purdy got hurt. I wish you guys had a camera in the room where we watched the game, like, to get the shows ready for NFL Network. We were all like, oh, this sucks, because we were all so excited for that game.
Yep.
Niners on the road in Philly. We're like, God, this is going to be a great one. Then he freaking gets hurt. We're like, oh, ugh, this is horrible. I'm not trying to make you feel worse.
No, yeah.
No, you did, and thank you.
I'm glad there wasn't a camera where I was watching, because it wasn't pretty, Chris.
Yeah.
It was not pretty, but I got another one on Lance. I wonder how you would handicap this. We were just playing with this. Handicap these three possibilities for Trey Lance's near-term career. Trey Lance becomes the 49ers starter. Trey Lance becomes someone else's starter. Trey Lance never becomes a starter.
I do think he'll get a shot somewhere. I mean, if I'm a... So you got to think about, like, what sort of teams would want him right now. I think Tennessee's going to... I think they feel like Will Levis is going to probably get the first crack at that job once Tannehill's done, right? I am really curious to see if a place like Atlanta... If they're trying to convince themselves that Desmond Ritter's the guy, or if they're like, man, we're kind of building up the team around it, and then we'll drop the quarterback in, and maybe we can find one on the cheap a little bit, like Trey Lance. I do think he's going to get a chance to show something, and I hope so, because, like, I feel for this kid. I really do. Like, it sucks what he has gone through. And that's just the nature of the game, man. I mean, how many bad quarterbacks have we as just football fans sat through, like, in week 12 or 13? Like, there's guys, you know, teams get bit by the injury bug. You guys have lived through it. Somehow Shanahan and that staff have coached guys up enough to make it really interesting in San Francisco. But there's some teams that at week 12 or 13 have three wins at that point, and they're playing guys that you're like, this guy's still in the league.
Right.
Trey Lance is going to get some sort of shot.
There were nearly 70 starting quarterbacks last year across all 32 teams. So, to your point, there was guys like, I didn't even know that that was a person. But does it hurt Trey Lance's stock if he ends up being QB3 because Kyle Shanahan is seen as such a QB whisperer?
I think that's fair. If he doesn't beat out Sam Darnold for that two spot, I think that could be a little damning. I really do. Because the organization, unless they just want Purdy to feel as comfortable as possible, I suppose that's a possibility. I don't know. God, I don't even want to think about that for him.
Yeah.
I know.
I really don't.
We can't help but think about it.
For him. He seems like a decent kid. Everybody who's talked to him has said good things. You know, it's not like he has sat there and bitched and moaned about the situation for the most part. Steve, my dog's pissed off about you bringing up Trey Lance.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yep.
You know, so that's that.
Yep. No, that's tough, Chris. It's an underdog story now. There it is. The number three pick in the draft has become that. Okay, Chris. Go feed the dog. And
No. If you were calling me 3 hours and 23 minutes from now, it's chow time.
Oh, chow time is not until... Wait, 3 hours and 23 minutes?
That's 8:30, Mark.
Yeah, 8:30? That's chow time?
Yeah, we do a small feeding in the morning.
What, was your dog French or something? What's this, a late night dinner? What the hell is this?
Yeah, she eats dessert first.
Okay.
We do a small feeding in the morning. We'll give her a little snack when we eat at dinner time. Small snack. He weighs 17 pounds.
Oh, you get one of those dogs.
At night,
yeah.
To hold her over, and she seems to be doing pretty well.
All right.
Right, Sydney?
Yeah.
Sydney. No, yeah.
Sydney sounded like a very healthy bark. Yeah. It did.
Yeah.
Non-intrusive.
Now she's ticked up. If she had heard this part of the conversation, she'd be like, yeah, Dad. Why the hell don't you feed me at 5:08?
She's like, I didn't know that was a possibility.
Exactly.
Chris, thanks, man. We always love it.
You got it, guys. You take care. We'll catch up at some point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.